Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. This is Allie Lightfoot. Tonight on the show, KVNF's Serotonin speaks with Doug Appling, who's the man behind Emancipator. This Portland, Oregon-based electronic producer has retained a steady rise of success over the past few years, playing sold-out venues and festivals. We'll begin with his song, Elephant Survival.
Thank you. come the devil to realize that I'm divine. And I have been living with demons, but last night I left them by the fire.
You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF with Sarah Tonin interviewing Emancipator.
It's probably 4 or 5 years now that I've been listening to your music, and just a real pleasure to get to talk to you about the tour you're on. I know you're touring with a live band right now.
Yes, that's right. We're debuting this is the first tour with the Emancipator Ensemble, The live version of my project.
That's really exciting. I know that it's got to be kind of a different vibe to go on tour with like a group of people rather than just being on tour by yourself and sort of showing up at dates with like your catalog of music. You're actually traveling with instruments and other people and stuff. How's that changing the tour for you this time?
It's definitely going to be different this time around. I think it's going to be a lot more fun being able to play instruments on stage every night and have more jams and more variability in the music, and have a more live, more honest expression of some of these songs than before. And it's definitely going to be different. It's not going to be necessarily trying to recreate what I already had going. I'm going to try to branch off from that and create something new.
Awesome! That's really exciting. So, what instrument are you playing in the band?
I'm going to be playing guitar and, controlling some MIDI controllers, like triggering samples and mixing.
Sure.
But we have Ilya Goldberg doing the violin and mandolin, and Colby Buckler on drums, and Mub Fractal on bass.
And I know Ilya has been with you on tour before. I actually got to interview and talk with him at Sonic Bloom this last year. He was doing, I think, a solo project at that event. But I know that you've toured with him a lot in the past. And I actually saw you play with Beats Antique, I think it was 2012, the New Year's show down at Club Nokia in L.A. And yeah, it was a really fun show, really great combination of acts that night, and that was really the first time I saw you play live, and he was there with you, and it adds this like really ethereal element to the whole soundscape. And so you guys must be excited to kind of like fill that out with other instrumentation.
Definitely. Violin has been a very strong element of the live show up to this point, but there's also so many instruments and other layers going on in the tracks that we now have the opportunity to try and perform live.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful exploration of all the different adventures you can take with all of that sound. Yeah, that's exciting. And then I know you're playing Aspen and then Copper Mountain or Breckenridge, actually. Maybe the venue might have changed.
Yeah, Copper Mountain was switched to Breckenridge.
Okay.
Tomorrow on Friday, and
right.
Then playing the Belly Up on Saturday.
Yeah, that's going to be an amazing show up at the Belly Up. And I know that you have actually another Colorado date scheduled for May, which I'm really excited about, and that you'll be performing with Spungle at Red Rocks.
Yeah, that's right. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Spungle's live band is going to be playing for the first time in the States, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the Emancipator Ensemble opening up.
That, to me, just sounds like an amazing show. The combination of the live ensemble aspect of it and then also playing at Red Rocks. There's something about that venue and the natural amphitheater aspect of the whole thing that just really carries music in a way that it's like no other venue. And I'm just kind of wondering in that same vein, how nature and the natural world, I always feel like I can close my eyes when I'm listening to your music and sort of be transported into these like very organic, natural scapes. Does nature and the natural world influence the music that you make?
Definitely. And so much beauty in the world, and so much of what I can see in nature can be translated into feelings expressed through music.
Yeah.
It definitely uses my imagination a lot when I'm writing music and generally thinking about, you know, natural places as well.
Where in the natural world do you imagine yourself when you're creating music? Do you sort of transport yourself either literally, physically, or in your mind to a certain kind of place, like beach, mountains?
I mean, it could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world. And, you know, the earth has such a wide range of locations. And just any place your imagination can take you.
Totally. Absolutely. And are you planning on, I did get to look over your tour dates, but I didn't notice if you were going to get to do any of the fun festivals out of the country, like Envision or the Boom Festival. Are you going to get to go anyplace tropical or enjoy someplace out of the States on this tour?
Well, that sounds really nice. Right now, our tour route is going through Minnesota and Michigan and Boston and all of the coldest places in the world right now.
Right. You're going diving right into the polar vortex.
Yes. So I'll be dreaming. My imagination will hopefully take me to some beaches along the way.
There you go.
But no, not playing Envision this year, and haven't heard about Boom Festival, but keeping my fingers crossed for something. I mean,
yeah.
It feels like festival season just ended.
Right.
But it'll be back before. Right away.
Right. Yeah, I know. I've got a group of friends here who are going down to Envision. I went down a couple years ago, and I was kind of wanting to create some kind of festival, access guide for this area so that people can kind of see what's going on. And I realized, like, it's already starting. Like, there's a big festival push already beginning with Envision, and I don't know. There's a party that I'm actually going to over somewhere in Colorado that's out of hot springs, which I thought was a great idea to kind of combine the spa hot springs element with the electronica festival.
Sounds great.
Yeah, doesn't it? It sounds really nice. I'm excited to go. And there's kind of this like holistic element in the festival scene now where you're not just going to sort of like party hard and, you know, get high and listen to music really loud. It's sort of this whole body, whole mind experience with yoga and sustainable energy and that sort of thing. Are you sort of seeing that as you're out on tour, that the venues and the events are becoming more conscious and more sustainable?
Yeah, I think a lot of the best festivals that I go to are more than just about the music, or definitely more than just about the partying. It's like you said, it's a complete experience of art and community, and it's like being conscious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are the best festivals that I've seen.
Does anything come to mind when you kind of reflect on the festival experiences you had as like a favorite festival?
I think Symbiosis Festival and Lightning in a Bottle have been, you know, really eye-opening festivals for me. And, you know, Sonic Bloom, I went to, I think, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing festival.
Yeah.
Envision Festival in Costa Rica is great.
Yeah.
If you have the chance to go.
Yeah, I did go a few years ago. I haven't made it back down, but the first one they had in Uvita. And it seems to be, it's interesting, as I go to like LIB and Symbiosis and Envision, there seems to be this community of people that are all there together, whether they're from Colorado or California or they're international. We all kind of look around at each other and go, oh yeah, you were at that, you know, Emancipator Nokia show. Or it's just this really interesting community that's growing sort of organically out of this love of music and art and sort of that holistic experience. And I don't know, it's kind of cool. The Boom Festival that I had mentioned is actually their Spanish cohort. So it happens in Spain, and they actually have a piece of property, and they have the festival at the same piece of property every year. And there's all these sustainable organic gardens that feed everybody while they're there. And it's really turning into more of a, you know, it's less of like you go to the festival and you come home, and it's more like you're bringing all of that back and sort of creating these immersive experiences back in, you know, our communities. Do you have a community in Portland that, you know, that you've become acquainted with or that you know from the music and from the scene? And are they doing anything together to create community sort of around these events or festivals?
There's definitely a network of people based in Portland that are heavily involved in the festival scene, you know, filmmakers and artists, musicians, dancers, organizers. There's definitely a lot of that in Portland.
Yeah.
It's part of the global network family.
Yeah.
That has built this festival-based lifestyle that continues to grow.
I like to sing off-key a lot just to get into it. Doing it on purpose.
You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF with Serotonin interviewing Emancipator, a Portland-based electronica artist.
Portland has kind of become like a music hotbed. There's just a really strong musical scene out there, and adding the electronic element, one of my favorite little kind of indie bands out of Portland is The Blow. I don't know if you've heard them.
I have heard them. Yeah. I didn't know they were from Portland. That's cool.
Yeah, they're somewhere, like one of them's from Olympia, one of them's from Portland, but it's just like this kind of I don't know. It's funny. It has this vibe where it's not like you don't have to be too cool. You don't have to have the right clothes. You don't have to. All of a sudden, it became a lot less important how you looked or who you know, and it just became about having fun and getting together. And there seems to be this sort of like real strong indie cultural thing happening in Portland, and then the electronica thing just sort of like it's like this really fun sound. Another element of it is like sort of the folktronica sound that's sort of combining, like that really stringed instruments with the deep bass and stuff like that. And
yeah, definitely.
It's a really cool, like I don't know, crux for music right now. And I'm really excited to hear your live ensemble, because I feel like it's going to have that like live edginess to it with that like really soothing, sort of bassy. I don't know. I'm really looking forward to this new evolving sound coming out of electronica and sort of the live music thing.
Yes, it's going to be an interesting blend of styles. As someone who transplanted to Portland from Virginia, I have, mm-hmm. have a lot of roots in string instruments and mm-hmm. folk instruments. The music I make is kind of like I take my favorite parts from both styles of beats, electronica, and stringed instruments, kind of blend it all together in a way that works, you know?
Yeah, it's really, it's somehow it reaches like deep into the past, and then it reaches out into the future, and it creates this like beautiful now moment. It's really, I don't know, it's really interesting. I've been listening to electronica for about 20 years now, since the rave scene in San Francisco in the late 80s and 90s, and having it evolve from kind of that like repetitive house music into this, I don't know, this new world of all this old world music and old folk mixing with these new, like the MIDI soundscapes that are being created. And it's just a really exciting time to sort of introduce, you know, I have a 19-year-old daughter and introduce her into all of this music, and it kind of satisfies all these different parts of the soul.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. A song is amazing in that it can activate so many different parts of your brain and emotions and memories at the same time. And when you infuse a song with all these different styles of music, can really be impactful on the listener.
Absolutely. And I feel like a lot of the producers and musicians and DJs coming up, such as yourself, are aware of the impact that it creates on the listener, and are very gentle in the way that you orchestrate and present the soundscape, knowing that it's going to affect emotion. And I really appreciate that. It's almost like you can turn yourself over to the minister or the priest who's going to, you know, sort of direct the congregation. It's really nice to sort of submerge yourself in that sound. Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. And if I don't get a chance to come up and check out the Breckenridge or Aspen shows, I'm definitely on board for that Spungle show in May. And
cool.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be, I don't know, well, there'll be aliens flying around or something, I'm sure, at that show.
Sure.
It's going to go multidimensional, not just international. But
can't wait.
What's that?
Yeah, looking forward to that. And thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Lots of blessings and easy travel on your tour.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Absolutely. Thanks, Doug.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KBNF. That was Serotonin interviewing Emancipator. Stay tuned. Coming up next is All Songs Considered. Thanks for listening.
So we gon' get these.
Take the south, son.
Hold up,
son. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mall comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never.